You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Go ahead, Tim. It should be now, I think. NAWRO. Yeah, I switched over to Mount Clemens when you were when you chimed in, so it was connected when you chimed in. When I said go ahead, Tim, I was on Mount Clemens, so it looked like it was. And Sunday, I know on Sunday mornings at 4 a.m. I reboot everything, and it doesn't automatically connect back up. So must have gotten connected back up sometime yesterday. I'm guessing after the statement.
Hey, guys, I'm pulling up at the office here. I'll just listen out. This is KE8RUH. Everybody have a great day.
Connected to CMN Network.
All right, Anthony, we'll catch you later. All right, Anthony, have a good one. So I think, like you said, Sean, I think in the morning it's not, on Sunday morning it's not auto-connecting. So I, in the interim, I can make sure it is after the StateNet, if that's what you want. I just don't want to do anything you don't want. You can hardly bother me. There's almost nothing. The normal state is I'd like us connected. You know, it's kind of the normal state. So... And I used to have it all automated. Then I took the new hub, and I just haven't got around the right. And right now I'm sitting here thinking, do I do that with a cron, or do they do that with a, this or that, or probably I do the reboot on Sunday mornings, maybe shortly after I do the reconnect in the script. So I got to figure out how I want to gracefully do it, but. Yepers, but no, you can connect and disconnect things as you like, and if something gets forgotten, it's shrugged, no big deal, there's nothing critical about it. All right, just didn't want to do anything you didn't want to do. So we got the net on Sunday night, so we'd have to disconnect. I mean, you could do it this way, where just let it go, and then... For a few hours, we're disconnected, maybe. I don't know how you want to work that. But I would just make sure that after the StateNet, we reconnect for drive time on Monday, if that works for you. Yeah, that's a good idea. So I can automate all this. I'm just too lazy. that would be my thinking of what I would do. If I were going to automate it, I do the reboot on Sunday mornings, and then I'd have it reconnect then. And then just before the StateNet, I'd disconnect, and then after I'd reconnect. And then, of course, on all the, if we do the D2Net, we disconnect then. If we do the Thursday night ARPSCNet, we disconnect then, So, of course, all that as well. But it gets to be a scripting nightmare when you start to have too many things. So, but I think you can pretty much handle those other ones, so... Well, the only one I got to do is after the reboot and the Sunday night net. But if you ever notice, that's the thought.
Well, very good, sir. We got it then. I can handle that. That's not a problem. And of course, John's working on his other automated things that might help in future. I think he's getting close on that. But that is net log generated, so... That would be for our Thursday net. But that's going to be fun. I'd like to see that actually happen. So I'm up watching radar. We had some weather up in Huron County, but that's disseminated now. We got a line of storms in Lake Michigan coming through, or it might be Lake Wisconsin. I get confused on the names.
I haven't even had coffee yet. Don't confuse me. Good morning, Jim. W8RCY. Doing a ton of laundry. And I just found out the cost of the laundry machines just went up. Only 25 cents, but still, I didn't get that email.
Well, this is a message for all travelers. If you're on, I should say, westbound 94, well north of M59, it is a mess, just bumper to bumper. So, and it goes down quite a ways. I didn't see what it was, but if you're planning on westbound 94, don't.
Be curious to find out what it is. Of course, you'll probably end up, Sean, hopefully you can get off, do an alternate route or something. Good morning, Donald. You'll have to bring another bag of quarters with you now.
Well, first of all, you didn't give us a 2-week warning of any raises to these machines. Second of all, we have a debit card system where you just go into a machine and you have a debit card, you insert your card, you insert your bank card, and you reload it that way. Oh, thank God, no more quarters. But I've been here 13 years, and the rates have only gone up a buck overall in 13 years, so I can't complain. Just the fact that I didn't get an email or a notification, that they still usually notify us 2 weeks ahead of time. They get nothing, but yeah, I got to get as much laundry done as I can because I have 10 o'clock chiropractor today, so at 10 o'clock, so I got to get as much done as I can. Back to you guys.
All righty. So it looks like if you're coming west, just north of 59, it moves pretty well to that exit, so you should be able to get down and off at 59. But if you got to go south of 59 on westbound 94, it immediately after it just turns into a bumper-to-bumper sea of red lights. So to any ships at sea, I'm just waiting at the light here in front of the Starbucks. It was good for me. I was coming eastbound or north. So it was smooth sailing, and I was able to get off and all that good stuff. So didn't affect me.
KF8, FSO.
Yeah, I switched to the traffic map, and I see the big red line there, south of 59, going westbound. So curious what that is. And Donald, good. Yeah, I should have thought no more quarters anymore. But, yeah, they should give you a heads up at least.
KF8, FSO, quick break.
There was a FSO or something in there. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. KF8, FSO. I just have a question on my Echolink now, but on my mobile, I've got four different frequencies, scrolling. They're just playing static with a double beep, so, and I don't know what that is. It's just on repeat, but it's got four different frequencies tied up. Any idea to educate me?
Well, I do not know. That does not sound familiar to me. Sorry about that. I had to drop the mic real quick and get my coffee from the barista.
Yeah, that's okay. I thought maybe it was interference in my truck somewhere. But the four different channels and the double beep kind of threw me off. And I'm new enough that I don't know everything, so.
I don't know. Tim, do you got an answer?
No, I'm looking at the dashboard, trying to see where you're at. I think you're Robert there, right? So I don't have an answer. It's a mystery for now.
Yeah, I'm on my way to the city. I'm over by Spring Harbor, eastbound on M60 right now. But yeah, two of my, and of course I don't have the frequency, I've got the name on there, but two of my CMN network ones and two of the IRA network ones are doing it randomly. I don't know, just kind of weird. I always listen in the mornings when I come over. I'm commuting. As y'all know, I moved back to Kalamazoo area, but now I'm working back in Livonia again, so I commute over on Monday and go home on Thursday, so I'm always listening in the mornings, but just something weird. I thought maybe it could educate me.
Yep, no clue. You know, it sounds like something over your way, but that's weird that it's affecting four different frequencies on two different networks. We're not hearing anything here, so it's not on the CMN network as that we're on, the MI1. Doesn't appear to be on that, or at least it's not propagating through the system. So, don't know. Static with a couple of beeps. That's very strange. That's something I've heard before or I can put my finger on. W8FU.
You know, unless it's a, because we did have the state net, and OBU puts that state net on there somehow, but there's no way he, you know, disconnects that connection. So I don't know. No clue. Sorry. N8WRO.
Yeah, no problem. I figured it was worth the ask. So I did log on to the Echolink for IRA and CMN, and there wasn't any transmission going on there. So yeah, it must just be something in the air over here. So all right, gentlemen, I appreciate it. Have a great Monday. KF8 FSO 73.
All righty. Well, travel safe. I know you got that big commute now. I'm doing the living here, living there thing, so. Interesting. You no sooner moved out there and now you're back here working. Crazy. Anyhow, on another note, Tim, I got my power lead ran in my new car. I got my camera system installed. And I got my keyless entry keypad installed. So now I got to get a hold of the Ford dealer and see if I can get somebody to program it for me. That's the last hurdle there. Got my car sold, got it paid, got a check. Got that done. And I picked the radio out of the heap. And I picked the Motorola with a handheld control head. That's riding around in the car. So that's, unless something else pops up, I may be putting that in the car. So, slowly but surely, I'll tell you what, though, every time I work on the car, boy, I pay for it.
All right, FSO, you have a good one. Yeah, Sean, that the camera idea, I've always wanted to get. It's one thing I didn't get in my 25, and I'm always thinking that's a good addition, I think, to add. So I might be talking about what you got, what brand you got, and how the install went. Some of them get pretty, like they have a rear view camera as well. I guess I'd just be fine with a forward facing dash cam.
That's what I
hey, I'll just throw out there real quick. Yeah, I made the move.
I took my old one.
The job over there wasn't working out. This place called me on a day that I was upset and they offered me about $4,000 a month more than the other place.
In my work vehicle.
And my commute over here is only about 40 miles longer for the week than driving
the vehicle, which has a front and a rear camera.
Now, I stay with Matt. You guys know him, ACAAC.
But I just decided to go for it.
I rent. And it worked out. It was called. I make a lot more money, so I took it.
Mile 5, something like that. That little one I got. The new one's made by Viofo, V-I-O-F-O. And they got really good reviews. The software's really good and all that. So they got one called the 8229. You can get it with just the main camera, front, rear, and cabin. They got all sorts of options. So all Amazon. But yeah, it's a nice thing to have. You know, it's like insurance, you know. You pay for it, and then you hope you don't ever need it. But if you need it and you got it, you're pretty happy.
There's a bit of a double there with Robert. But, Robert, I got your last there, too. And, Sean, yeah, that's something I'm looking for, especially for the work we do with ARPSC. I think that might come in handy just to have it, you know. So I'll have to maybe look into that. Robert, if you want to go one more time, FSO, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, you're right. I moved and now I'm back, but the job over in Kalamazoo didn't work out as planned. The old place over here called me and offered me $4,000 a month more to come back. And I got a room with Matt, you guys know him, AC8AC. My commute overall is only 40 miles farther, round trip, and got a lot more work and a lot more money, so it wasn't in the plan. I told him I'd do it for 2 years. I got 100 weeks to go. So, yep, that's why I did it, but here we are.
There you go. Can't beat the money. That's a lot of cash. All right, I just pulled up at work here. I'm going to get inside. So we'll catch everybody a little later. W8FU.
Copy that, Sean. Have a good shift. N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, it's sometimes money, you know, drives what you do. So it does for us all. Luckily, I don't have to worry about that now. I'm retired, so. N-A-W-R-O with KF8-FSO. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about doing it. It had been kind of in my mind, and, you know, I just got married in July, and I wasn't sure how she'd be about it, but once she heard about the numbers, she's like, can I pack your bag? So everything kind of worked out, so it worked out for me, so that's what I'm doing. So for 2 years I'm doing that, and I hope when I come back over here I won't have to be in the automotive industry anymore. You know, I have my bills paid off, and I'm starting a firearm store. I just had my ATF interview on you Friday and got my license approved. So I got a plan, and it wasn't what I planned originally, but it works. And here we go. So anyway, I got to get on the highway and drive now. So KF8, FSO, 73, y'all have a good day.
Copy your last. Safe travels. N-A-W-R-O with KF8-FSO. I'll be clear as well, but listening.
You're connected to CMN Network.
N-A-W-R-O. N-8-W-R-O. N-8-B-Z-R on the UMP.
N-A-W-R-O here. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Tim. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, just peachy. How about yourself?
Well, I'm on the way to work. It's Monday, and Mondays are usually my best day, so I guess I'm doing good.
Hey, you got a good signal this morning, but then I guess that's because you're close to the ump then.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I took a detour and I'm driving right by it right now. So, hey, I got some good news for you, I guess. At the next meeting, you got to put your working hat on and you're going to be busy.
Well, what you doing, going for your level 2 or something?
No, not quite that yet. I'm busy with work, and it's kind of slowing me down for that. But I'll get caught up. I'll get caught up on that. But no, I met a friend that I haven't seen in a long time, and she's a member of CERT, Warren CERT, and I found out she was a ham. KE4 Romeo Bravo Bravo. It's a unity call. It's a vanity call sign, and she took that because it spells Barb. KE4. The 4 is like an A. RBB. And she's going to come to the meeting. And I think she's going to join because she wants to be active. She's like a go-getter. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Well, certainly be happy to take her application. So I'm going to look it up in KE4RBB. Is that what you said?
Connected to CMN Network.
Roger that. KE4RBB, and it spells Barb if you look at the 4 as an A. And that's her name, Barb. I don't want to put her last name on here. But she's a friend of Mike Slepinski. She knows Mike real well, too, from CERT. Over.
Well, that's good because we get references like that. Then it expedites the process. And, of course, I don't know if you know, but at the bottom of the roster, we've got Pete and Lisa. Pete and Lisa, 41 and 44, they're also CERT. Of course, John H. is CERT, Mike is CERT, as you know. So, actually, we got a couple others, too. Brian, WABPD, is, I jokingly call them dual citizens. How about that?
That's funny, dual citizens. Well, heck, maybe she knows a whole bunch of people then.
I mean, technically, I guess I sort of am, too. I registered when we did the warming center last winter with CERT, and they had a deal over at Macomb College Center campus this summer for a marathon race. And John and I went, and we blocked off a street over there that never existed back when I was in school there, South Monarch. It goes to the new drive north and south. I think that's Delcoma or something. But, yeah, they needed extra bodies because the campus police just didn't have enough. So, and I met some of the other CERT members there. There's one, Jewel, is a really nice lady. Met her. We tried to help her out with a little extra stuff for her HT radio. I think I gave her a charger and stuff. She was missing some a workable charger for her HT, so we hooked her up.
Oh, yeah, I remember Jewel. I remember talking to her on the radio. She had a problem with her her audio was real low, and she fixed it. I never did find out what she did to do that. Maybe it was an antenna. Maybe it was an antenna or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that might have been the same HT. I know Brian was there working on it. And, yeah, there was, like, multiple things wrong with it. So, and, I had an extra charger that I'm not using. Number one, her charger wasn't working. So, that's not going to work. So, yeah, through Mike, I ended up getting her stuff. So I don't know what she did about her signal, but Yeah, it's interesting because they don't all have radios, but then if they have an event, they'll issue them their own 800s, you know, the group's 800s, and then you can use that to do check-ins. You know, they do like every hour, every 2 hours or something, they'll do a check-in just to make sure all posts are responding and there's no issues. So it ran a pretty good show over there.
Yeah, great. Well, I hope Barb joins. We got to get her on the radio more because she's afraid to talk. She's got that, you know, she's kind of, you know, freezes up when she talks. She says she doesn't know what to say, so she reads from a paper script sometimes when she has to do the cert work. But I think we can get her. She's a very talkative person. We just got to get her on the radio, and I think once she starts talking to us guys, she'll start, you know, getting around on the radio a lot better.
Oh, yeah. That's the mic shyness thing that some people have, and it just takes practice, you know, just repetition to get over it. And we're the perfect group to help her out with that. So she can certainly jump in on our nets and anything. But also, if you haven't done so already, make sure you refer to our website. That website's got so much information on it. It might help her out. And she can just go ahead and apply. She doesn't have to be, apply immediately. If she wants to try us on for size, so to speak, like you mentioned, come to the meeting. Check into the net and just check in as an in and out if you don't want to answer the question. You can give her the tip on that, and then she can just listen. And then at some point, if she's like, hey, I think I like this, well, then send in the application, and we'll set her up for an interview.
Yeah, she's done nets before. She's called in for nets, so she kind of knows what that is, but yeah, she's got that mic shyness, and I kind of have it too. I struggle because I had I had a slight stroke, and ever since then I have a problem talking. You may or may not notice it, but sometimes I get the words mixed up, and I know what I want to say, but they just don't come out on the tip of the tongue, and it's often a struggle, and that's kind of why I got into ham radio, you know, to force me to talk and to do stuff and, you know, force my brain to work, you know, to learn how to program DMR radios and build antennas and all that stuff, keep my mind active.
No, actually, I think you did good, Brian. I think I hear a little of the Coast Guard training in your transmissions sometimes, too. The only issue is sometimes on the Thursday nets, but I know you're far away. You're just barely readable as far as signals, but you know that. And so we just let you know, good readable or poor not readable.
Yeah, well, hey, I need that feedback. You know, I look forward to getting that feedback, and I appreciate it all the time. But I'm way out there in Milford, so it's sometimes a struggle to try and get in on the Thursday night net. But I really like the fact that you guys hooked up the FBI, linked it to the FBI, because that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how we could help you out more, but see, we hook it up to the FBI, which does help, the MECA and the FBI together, but we can't have MI1 connected when we do that, because we can't broadcast our local net all the way through MI1. But, so you're still hitting Warren. You still have to hit Warren when you come in from that side, and there's just, sometimes it's just too much distance there. But yeah, no worries, just continue. That's what we want to do, is test the equipment and see what we can get as far as range.
Yeah, well, when I started this ham journey, I never thought that we'd be able to talk such great distances. I thought it was like a CB, you know, and you're just going to be able to go 4 or 5 miles at the most. I had no idea that we had linked repeaters, and we could talk all the way up to the Sioux and go on the East Coast reflector. That just blew my mind when I was talking to a guy in Ireland. And then I got the hotspot working, and my first contact was a guy in Germany. This is great.
NAWRO. Yeah, it's changed so much since when I started in the early 90s. In the 90s, it was USICA was the powerhouse, and, you know, that's just pretty much what we used. And there was, what did they call it? There was like a phone link you could do, and it was DTMF, and you could get on and make a phone call. You know, that's all gone by the wayside now, but, yeah, there's just so much difference. UHF is big now. Of course, DMR wasn't even around. And look at what Central Michigan has now with the DMR network all the way up to the Sioux and points west. They get a lot.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to try and introduce Barb to DMR. And she doesn't know what it is yet, but I want to introduce her to that. I was trying to show her my radio, but we were in a busy restaurant that night, and she couldn't hear anything, but I'll get with her another time. So, okay, I'll remind her about the Thursday night mess, and I already told her about our website, and I think she's already looked at it, because she found that the meetings were on Thursday, coming up on Thursday. She was talking to me about that, so. All right, Tim, I'm going to back out of here, because I'm dealing with all this traffic, and I worked my way around this traffic here. I think I got around that traffic jam on westbound 94 south of North River Road, but I gotta go. All right, Tim, this is thanks for coming back to me, 73. This is Easy Arbor Cliff.
Copy your last, Brian. Safe travels. NABZR from NAWRO. I will be clear.
NAWRO. This is KFA DBA. Copy.
KFA. GBA, this is NAWRO. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, just got to ask you, I haven't accidentally done what I've done again, right?
Well, certainly not today. So, yeah, just be very careful about that. I know we already talked about it, but... yeah, those APR, I have one too. I was going to ask you which one you got, because I got a new H9HT from, that's TID Radio, I think, right? And, yeah, I'm kind of learning how to use APRs as well. But it's very similar to, like, WinLink. I don't know if you've done WinLink before. You just got to be so careful not to be transmitting automatically data bursts on those voice repeaters, it's obviously. So today, I haven't heard anything. So make sure you take steps so that doesn't happen is really what it is. Go ahead.
AFACBA. I think what I did wrong is I got a new radio. It's got TriWatch on it. It's got where you can have three frequencies on. And I think I had that on by mistake. And, so I went to the 144.390, I think it is, and I keep that all separated. What I do now is I go into the radio and I make sure that everything else is off. And I've started a program or a routine with myself to where I come in, make sure everything's off, and then come in and slowly add everything on with the GPS and the APRS. I didn't have the slightest clue that did that, or it would even do that, you know. And once again, I do apologize. I did not mean to do that, you know. I was shocked when I, you know, when somebody said something, you know, I was pretty shocked on that. So, but, yeah, just my advice is just be careful. Just be careful. Don't do what I've done. Over.
Yeah, that's the gist of it. It's basically a learning mistake. And I think at the time, it's just like, you know, do what you did is you stopped it. You know, you turned it off. Turn it off until you can do a deep dive in the instructions and why is this happening. Because the thing with those radios is you don't know it's happening. It's transmitting, and obviously while it's transmitting, you're not hearing it. And if it's doing so inadvertently on a repeater voice channel, yeah, you don't make a lot of friends on that day. But the point is, the take home is that you learned and you move forward and you don't let it happen again. That's awesome. We did it when we were learning WinLink, but WinLink, it's like usually like a one and done. And it's like, oops, sorry. But this one, it could go on. We had one up in Flint, on the Flint repeater, and it was going on for about a week, and we couldn't get a hold of them. At least you, we got a hold of right away and let you know, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you guys did, because, you know, like I say, I didn't know what happened on that there. And they don't give you no directions or instructions anymore. I mean, you know, with Google and everything out, of course, but still yet, you know, at least a halfway of instructions to kind of get you started, you know. But it's, look, I'm going to be honest too, man. A lot of things in life are trial and error. And I'm not perfect. I err a lot. And I like errors. I like to make mistakes. I like errors. The reason why is because I learn from them. I take my mistakes and I learn from them. I don't get mad about them. I learn from them and I move on. And that's the only way to do it. You know, I didn't get to be 64 years old by staying in the same place all day. I don't let grass grow under my feet. And I keep moving. And that's the way it is. You know, that's the way my life progresses. And, you know, the main thing is, I'm glad you guys said something early. I caught it as fast as I could. I believe I got the routine down now where I shouldn't affect anybody. And life is a learning process, too. And I don't condemn anybody when they make mistakes. That's all I can say is I try to learn from their mistakes also.
Yeah, I think that's all we can do, right? We can all only do the best we can do when we're learning. Hey, listen, I'm looking online because you said the three-zone radio, the HT. I know there's two brands out there. There's one I'm looking at, Beijaton, I think it's called. But it's got, instead of the AB zones, it's got ABC zones. What is the brand that you have?
Mine is a Rattel, I guess it's brand new, a Rattel 950 Pro. And I paid about $100 for it. It's got 10 watts on it. It's got tri-band on it, GPS, analyzer on there. For $100, it's like a $300 radio. But it's a Rattel 950 Pro.
Yes, sir. I've got it called up on the screen on Amazon now, and that's the other one I was looking at. And that's the one, I think Rattel is slightly better, although that other one seems to be a clone of this. Yeah, I'm looking at it. $91 on Amazon. Today's got 5% off. Out of those three zones seem like they might come in handy. I have this on my radar, put it that way. So other than what we were talking about, so far so good? You like it?
KF8 GBA. Well, I'll tell you what, Tim. I have an AI that helps me out do a lot of things like this here. And we've compared this radio. Now, there's people on YouTube who's going to knock the radio. Okay? And that's fine. They sound like people that maybe just don't like that style, Vital or whatever. But I find that the radio gives way more than the quirks that it has. And for $100, it has a lot on it, I'm telling you. For a person like yourself out in the field, you could monitor 3 stations at the same time, 3 frequencies at the same time, or even, you know, 3 stations if you have it set up, however you have it set up. I love it. I love it. I tell you what, they give it 4.9 stars out of 5 on Temu, and I got mine off of Temu. Over.
Yeah, I have no problem with the lower price brands. This is a little bit of a unique one with the 3 zones, though. I like that. You know, it's not a Kenwood, it's not a Yaesu HT, but then again, look at what you're paying for it. So as long as we acknowledge that, you know, there may be some down-the-line quality limitations to it, maybe, maybe not. Yeah, I've been looking at this for a while. And I guess I never realized it does do APRS as well, so it has APRS in it. A lot of times power is not everything, but it does list it as a 10-watt. So that's interesting. Yeah, I'm going to have to put it in my shopping list to consider at least.
I don't know if you can communicate on the lower bands, side bands or whatever, but it does that also. It comes with 2 antennas. It comes with a small rubber duck, and it comes with a 15-inch tri-band rubber duck antenna. And I tell you what, I am talking to you right now off my 50A Diamond that I got hooked up outside. And I'll tell you what, the little tri-band 15-inch rubber duck antenna, it does just not bad. Not bad for a rubber duck. I know this radio, I can't afford them radios, Kenwoods and all that. I'll be honest with you, I can't afford all that. I got a good antenna set up with those. I got my 50A Diamond outside, about 30 feet in the air. And this radio, though, I tell you what, I think if you was to buy it, you would like it. I think you would really like it. Like, if you're out field training or something like that, like you guys said you did the Woodward Cruise and stuff like that, like I say, you could have different frequencies on here if you needed them. Over.
N8WRO. Yeah, that's the deal. It's you can always scan, of course, scan obviously, but I think there's something to having 3. Well, of course, we call it dual watch. I guess it must be tri-watch then. So I might have to check that out. Interesting, you do have the same diamond I have. I have right now I have up the Diamond 30, which is the shorter one, but I do have that 50 sitting in the package. I haven't deployed it yet, so I'm going to upgrade to that. So, yeah, I do like that Diamond Vertical. It's kind of simple. It's got the radials on it, but you get it up high enough. Yeah, I'm really happy with that one.
Yeah, I live out here in Birch Run, and there's a few trees towards the bird repeater. Sometimes Millington is sketchy. Most of the time, pretty good. Sometimes sketchy. I think the leaves, the foliage is coming in. But I love my 50, my diamond antenna. I love it. And I could use my Jeep Biofang radio on there, and everybody says, sounds great, you know. As long as you hit the repeaters clean, I guess, you know, that's all that matters. And like I say, Tim, I just got my license in, what, March? Just got it in March. I'm learning, you know, I'm really learning a lot. I listen to you guys all the time out here, you know, and learning a lot. And like I say, if you get a new radio, just watch what you're doing with it, man, because it could get you in a little bit of trouble out here. But, you know, but besides that, no, it's a great radio, Tim. I think you'd like it, and especially out in the field. If, you know, if you guys are out in the field and stuff like that, because you just stay, I think, a little more in touch. Over.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, no doubt. I switched over to the Central Michigan dashboard so I could see you light up the BERT repeater there. And you do have a good signal coming in over here to the FBI as well. Of course, the network does the heavy lifting, but nevertheless, good clean signal. All right, sounds good. Tom, appreciate the QSO. You have a good one. I think I'm going to get some breakfast. Running a little late for me normally, but again, appreciate the QSO. You have a good one. This is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I will listen out.
N-A-W-R-O. KFA-EDA. All right. Thanks, Tim, you know, for your time and stuff, and really being so patient and, you know, kind of considerate about what happened there, man. You know, I really appreciate it, too. You know, like I say, still learning, and hey, if anybody's got any advice, man, you know, I'll be the first one to listen. Look, I'm going to tell you what, man. I've had people give me some pretty good advice in my time, and I do listen to everybody, you know. I may not listen to it right then and there. I might put it in my back pocket for later on. But just want to thank you for your time and everything, your patience and all that stuff, and just want to say 73. Have a great breakfast. Have a great day. I'm off today. Going to get my bike running good, and talk to you again there, Tim. This is KFA, GBA, out clear.
Was that K-A-A-J-J?
This is W-8-R-J-D.
They heard W-8-R-J-D.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
I am located near Reading, Southeast Pennsylvania. This is November 3, Alpha, Oscar, Foxtrot. Anyone out there listening?
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8AYL. KE8OX. KE8OX.
Connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO Hadian.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
Doing well. How about yourself? You can't be working because it's too late for that.
That is correct. I'm on a little bit of a detail. I'm driving around the van trying to get the fuel level down so I can make a repair to stop this fuel leak.
Yes, Dave mentioned something about that at the IT meeting today, that you had it. I didn't know the specifics on that, so I guess that's the way to do it. I always wondered, how do you empty a fuel tank? I mean, the easy way is drive it around, right?
Well, this is just a temporary fix. I am the spot is just a little under the seam at about the halfway mark, so I'm just trying to get it below that so that my repair will work. It doesn't hold when it's saturated by fuel.
So does that JD weld work for that, or do you got something else up your sleeve?
That's what we're going to use because the tank's in good shape. We're just going to use that as a very temporary hold and then try to find a new tank for it.
Understood. Sounds like a plan. I forgot if I asked you, but we do have the set date, first Saturday of October. So that's October 3rd. You don't have your schedule yet, right? Are you going to be able to participate?
That's a little far ahead. I would have to calculate it. Do we know what day it falls on?
Yeah, affirmative, Saturday. That'll be, it's always, I guess from now on, it's always the first Saturday of October. So that'll be October 3rd in the AM. And, if you want to do that, Dave is going to have to start the planning. So I'm not sure, you were in EOC before, right?
That is correct. The spring that I was in EOC.
Copy. It comes up fast, I'll tell you that. We only got one training day left, the 17th of, tomorrow's September, so 17th of September, and then after that, before you know it, it'll be upon us.
Copy that. Yeah, I didn't, I was headed up over by you. I didn't realize that Gratiot was closed.
Wow. They must have had a priority four there because that's been closed for quite some time. Unless it's some kind of a structural problem. Southbound was closed and it was, I kind of had to curve around to get gas by Kroger's there, and then I stopped in at Burger Death to get a hamburger. But that was earlier, and so it's still closed. They did mention that their car got relieved, so that the county roads put a sign, southbound closed. So I don't know how far back it goes.
Well, this closure put me out right next to Pine Tree Acres. I think that's, 29, I think. It's shoving me over to county line from, I think, 29.
Yeah, I was looking at all the trash trucks coming from Canada, and they were stopped at the roadblock. And I, you know, I'm sure they had to quickly calculate how do they get to the trash dump. So I imagine they had to circumvent like you're doing, southbound on County Line, and then cut back over.
Yeah, most likely that's what they would have had to have done. But yeah, I'll calculate and see if that's one of my off weekends, and I'll try to keep it clear. Who knows? I might actually use some PTO, but usually I want to try to avoid that if at all possible, because hunting season's coming up.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do and make the call. And also, too, we did have the leadership meeting on the 7th, but that's now been postponed to the 14th, which is probably a good call because the 7th is Labor Day. So 4:30 on the 14th, leadership, MISD, but yeah, you're probably working.
Yeah, I'll definitely figure it out. There was an IT meeting today?
Yeah, it's just the typical, it's usually Dave, Mike, I, and John. And then we pull other people in as necessary. But it's just really kind of a briefing from John. And, you know, it's not necessarily all hands on deck.
Is that one virtual or in person?
It's on Teams. 4 o'clock every Monday, unless we cancel.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to figure out my Outlook and my Teams and everything. I have Microsoft on my phone has not been notifying me. I have to manually go into it to see anything. So I definitely got to figure that out.
Well, it's possible technically you weren't on the invite list, but with your position, you're more than welcome, you know. We can just let John know or just show up. Or yeah, 4 o'clock, Teams, you know, send me a Discord message or something. But it's a standing meeting that we have, and from time to time it is canceled. But kind of just, you know, keeps us posted on IT because... And that reflects your field as well, too, you know, for Facebook, so.
Yeah, well, I'm it's not needed now, but I'm in on this thing that John's working with all the mapping and stuff, so he mentioned working out an integration with Meshtastic, so I'm going to work on that. Once I have something, I'll probably jump in on one of those meetings.
Yeah, that's the primary briefing last week was about that, and partial briefing today was about it. And he did mention he's getting together a beta test team. So, yep, much appreciated on that.
I like the system, but I have a if it works the way I think it might work, we might be able to completely off-grid it. I mean, obviously not always necessary, but it might be able to be put off-grid and everybody be able to use it, not just amateurs.
NAWRO, yeah, broaden the ability for people to use it. Yeah, he gave us the initial briefing, and it's like, wow. That's well beyond APRS. It's reminiscent of it, but it's like APRS on steroids.
K-E-8-L-A-X. Yeah, it's, I have some experience with it. I played with it for a while there, but I didn't have anyone really interested in it back when I got into it, so I kind of
backed out of it, and now we're back into it, so I'm like, okay, I'll jump in.
I like just the one little ability you mentioned, the geofencing around a location or one of our guys, and if that guy leaves that geofence, we're notified. Stuff like that is just amazing.
Absolutely. I have to, I've got one around my QTH right now, but I think I have to broaden its circle a little bit because my laptop doesn't have a super great GPS, so it deviates while it's sitting in one spot, so it keeps notifying so-and-so left, so-and-so entered, so-and-so left, and it's like, oh my God, so I think I have to up the size of my geofence. Just not too big because I don't want it to run into Dave.
Yeah, that makes sense because you guys are relatively, your home QTHs are relatively close. So, hey, listen, on a much less technical note, but you're a Winlink guy from way back, so I did do a deep dive in peer-to-peer Winlink, so I got my two laptops and my desktop working flawlessly. So, it's quite fun. In fact, I forgot to tell John, if we are going to do the fox hunt on Saturday, maybe we could do a dual thing. I'll do a peer-to-peer or point-to-point Winlink there as well for anyone interested.
Oh, that'd be really cool, especially if I could get my my Android version of Winlink working. That would be, Wode, Winlink over Android. I think that would be really cool to try to do.
Yeah, you just need the WOAD and the DigiRig cable, I think, right? And or the all-in-one device, I'm not quite sure. And, of course, the HT radio. And then I've got a list of simplex frequencies we use for digital. And it would work. I mean, it's similar to the Fox, right? I mean, it's just, we got to get our addresses straight. So I had to add a SSID suffix to my call sign for the secondary, PCs. And I just got to know who I'm sending it to. It's by call sign because you don't have the gateway in between. It goes direct from radio to radio or computer to computer. But when it works, it's just like, wow, this is great.
Yeah, I could definitely see the benefits per se of doing that for being semi-close in proximity.
Then I'm not sure if I'm going to get to it tomorrow, but I really want to maybe this week do some significant testing on the gateway, MTC gateway, Mount Clemens, and just confirm. I think we all agree something's wrong with it, but I'd like to really kind of narrow that down and then talk to, who is it, Randy, I guess, about it further, and Sean, and see what we would do. This will be after the set, but it would be nice to ensure that's working. Apparently it's not, so got to figure that one out.
I'll test again. My my week this week is very slender when it comes to work. I work Wednesday, Thursday, and then I'm off Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I had this past weekend off. I'm off today, and I believe I'm off tomorrow. Yes, I'm off tomorrow.
Nice. Well, I did, was it a couple days ago? I did some testing at, I call it Cliff's Place, is the top of the parking garage in McLaren, Macomb. And, but I had some equipment problems there. But now that I've got, I know my setup is right, I think I might head over to maybe the FD parking lot across the river. So it's 13 is in sight from there. And then start with that and then just kind of back up to your MedStar parking lot, back up to, Hall Road and 23 Mile Road and see where the range is for that.
Yeah, and I'll have to try again because I was consecutively hitting it from the house with my rooftop antenna on 1 watt. So I don't know how much is actually wrong with it, but I was able to hit it.
So tell me, Dean, were you able to connect and actually download something from your inbox or upload something?
Affirm. I did it over the period of 2 days, and I received, I think, 4 and sent 6.
Out of curiosity, was that, it's probably VHF, right? There should be UHF up there as well, if it's listed at least.
I have to double check. There was something strange because it's the way it's listed is not the way it goes, and the default baud rate that's set for, I think, VHF is incorrect. That handles a higher baud rate. It was something strange, but once I got it, it worked.
Alrighty. That's good to know. That's a little encouraging there. And interesting enough, the call signs have been changed earlier this year. Not that that matters, but it's, see if I got this right. KFHGLH-6 and the UHF-440.975, VHF-145.09. That Akers digipeater, I think it is, that works fine. There's no problem with that digipeater at all. NAWRO standing by.
NAWRO, KE at LAX, how copy?
Loud and clear now. Lost you there for a minute.
Did you hear me on the DMR side tell you what was going on?
No, I didn't. I do have that up on the connect system, but then again, the antenna's in the wrong spot. What's going on?
Oh, I'm up on the, oh, hold on. I figured it out. I bumped a button. That's my fault. My receive got absolutely horrible, and I was like, man, well, how did my receive suddenly go from being solid to absolutely nothing? I thought maybe the antenna fell off or something, but no, I bumped the button and it switched me to Romeo.
Yeah, that didn't even come through on Richmond for me then. I was wondering, I figured, well, maybe you got a phone call. That's usually what it is or something,
Oh, I just realized my last transmission when I asked you how copy and you said loud and clear, I was in on the Romeo, but my receive was kind of iffy.
You're connected to CMN Network.
All right, now I understand. All right, yeah, no, you're solid. I'm surprised. Well, it depends on where you're at, of course. I'm not exactly sure where your location is, but yeah, we're looking at that van. There's some options there now for mobile post there. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, I'm using the van's radio. So I'm at County Line right behind Kroger's by your place, headed back towards the house to see if I ran out enough. But yeah, I was hearing good, and then all of a sudden I hit like a dead zone, and I didn't realize that I was on Romeo. I thought I was on Richmond.
I'm sitting right here at the desk. I should have had the dashboard on. I could have been watching in real time what was happening.
That's all good. I just wanted to figure it out because if something with the antenna did happen, I definitely don't want to burn one of these radios out. One of these radios out because I'm using the radio in the truck.
Yeah, Dave kind of gave us a briefing on that too. Which the go kits are in the truck and make sense. We can use them. And I see the dashboard. You were on Romeo. So, okay. Yeah, don't do that, Dean. Don't do that.
To be honest with you, I haven't been over by Romeo long enough to really use the Romeo repeater. I kind of forgot it was there.
Let's see. John traveled that way not too far. Yeah, he was on his way to Wyatt's. And he ended up going through Romeo. And while he was in a certain, footprint of Romeo, it was great. But, of course, it doesn't last. Just the geography there, I think.
Yeah, I believe I heard Sean say something like that particular area is in kind of a low spot or something like that. It's not ideal.
Yeah, that's the same thing I remember. Of course, then you got Dakota's repeater just north of that. But, I've got it programmed into a code plug here, but I've never, from the base, I've never hit Dakota's. I realize that's much smaller of a footprint even than Romeo, but I should, just drive up that way and see how close I got to get before you can hit Helmont.
Is Dakota's repeater tied into the system?
Yes, sir. Looking right at it. And of course, no one's been on it for about 4 hours. It's at the bottom of the list.
Good to know. I've got family up in Elmont, and I didn't know without being in the mobile, I didn't know I had access up there. That's cool to know.
Sure thing, 442.125.
Sounds good. I'll have to check it out and program it into one of my radios. But Tim, I'm gonna say 73. I'm county line, just crossing over the interstate. I'm gonna shoot back to the house and see if this is low enough and make this repair so I can get it back to the boss before he has his shift tomorrow morning.
Copy your last, Dean. Have a good one. Thanks for helping out with the RPC van. NAWRO. I will be clear as well.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima, Alpha X-ray, clear and monitoring. KF-80WAL.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KF-80WAL.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KADD.
connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.